It's hard to be a teenager. You're not a kid anymore, but not really an adult. And sometimes the future can look pretty murky. One Seattle teen found her path through poetry. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has her story in this installment of Art of Our City.
Azura Tayabji is 17. She's small and quiet, with a halo of curly dark hair. But this introverted teenager transforms into a mighty Amazon when she reads her poems, whether they're about her little sister or a world without white people.
Here, every brown kid is a star worth wishing on, and every black girl, a sun so bright she can never go missing, and Whitey asks how much a ticket back to Earth cost. And we say we don't need your money no more.
Tayabji always loved to write, but she didn't start performing her work until high school.
I was in this spoken word poetry class at my school, and we had this little showcase type thing at the end.
Tayabji read a poem. After the showcase, her teacher pushed her to take it to the Youth Speaks open mic night. Youth Speaks is a citywide program sponsored by the nonprofit group Arts Corps.
I read my poem, and people snapped, and people like complimented me afterwards, and I'm like, wow. I want to continue being part of this.
Slam poetry is competitive. Tayabji has about 3 minutes to make the audience feel something.
Honestly, the audience won't remember completely what your poem was about, but they'll remember how you made them feel.
Azura Tayabji feels powerful when she performs her poems. Last year, she represented Seattle at the National Brave New Voices Slam. Tayabji wants to publish her poetry someday, and she wants to reach out to other teens who are trying to find their own paths to the future.
And tell them that poetry doesn't have to be something you grow out of. It can be something that can stay with you your whole life.
In Seattle, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.